Effect of corporate social responsibility on financial performance of firms listed in Nairobi Stock Exchange. Nara Alasmuth only B 2111592201 4. TJ. Percent. 0505%. Year 2. ETHS is submitted to the School of Business Management and Economics Impartial. 9R. Fulfillment for the award of degree of Masters of S Administration of Dedan. Kimathi University of Technology. February, 2015. Declaration. This research project is my original work and has not been presented for award of a degree in any other university. Nara Alasmuth only B 2111592201 1. Signature. Date FFI. J. This research project has been submitted for examination with our approval as university supervisors. Signature. Date J. Riri FIF. X. Dr. George K. Riro, Finance and Accounting Department, Dedan Kimathi University of Technology. TE paragraph paragraph paragraph. Signature. Dr. David N. Kirigu. Date. M. 37.1. Finance and Accounting Department, Dedan Kimathi University of Technology. Dedication. My dedication goes to my loving husband Charles, our children Maggie and Kevin for their support and encouragement. May it inspire them to pursue education to the highest level. / percent. / A. Plus O percent. Acknowledgement. I would like to acknowledge the Almighty God for His blessings and strength in the undertaking of my study. I humbly appreciate the university for enabling me to further my studies. I would like to extend my gratitude to my lecturers for their continued support in the course of my study. I also appreciate the assistance given to me by my supervisors Dr. Riro and Dr. Kirigu for the support and my fellow colleagues at the institution. May God bless you. / plus 0%. Table of contents. Declaration. 11. Dedication. Acknowledgement. If. Table of contents. V. List of tables. V. List of abbreviations and acronyms. X. Abstract. KISI. Chapter 1. 1. 1.1 Background to the study. 1. 1.2 Statement of the problem. 5. 1.4 Specific objectives of the study. 5. 1.5 Research questions. 6. 1.6 Justification of the study. 6. 1.7 Significance of the study. 6. 1.8 Scope of the study. 7. 1.9 Limitations of the study. 7. 1.10 Assumptions of the study. 7. 1.11 Definition of terms. 1.12 Organization of the study. Chapter 2. 8. 8. 9. 2.1 Introduction. 9. 2.2 Theoretical Framework. 9. Paragraph 01 Paragraph 0 Stakeholders Theory. 9. CK Resources Theory. 10. Inara. I the Slacker. February 2, 2003 The Victor Circle Theory. 11. 2.3 Empirical Review. 11. March 2, 2001 Effects of CSR on Profitability. 12. March 2, 2002 Effect of CSR on Liquidity. 15. March 2, 2003 Effect of CSR on Efficiency. 16. 2.4 Research Gaps. 18. 2.5 Conceptual Framework. 19. A. 2.6 Operational Framework. 20. 4. Chapter 3. 22. 3.1 Introduction. 22. 3.2 Research Design. 22. 3.3 Target Population. 22. 3.4 Sampling Procedure. 23. 6. 3.5 Data Collection. 23. 3.6 Data Analysis. 24. 3.7 Ethical Considerations. 25. Chapter 4. 27. 4.1 Introduction. 27. 4.2 Descriptive Analysis. 27. X5L. 4.3 Effect of Corporate Social Responsibility on Profitability. 29. 4.4 Effect of corporate social responsibility on liquidity. 31. 4.5 Effects of corporate social responsibility on efficiency. 33. A 7 eggs. Chapter 5. 36. 5.2 Summary of research. 36. 5.1 Introduction. 36. 5.3 Conclusion. 37. March 5, 2001 What is the effect of CSR on profitability of firms in Kenya? 37. March 5, 2002 What is the effect of CSR on liquidity of firms in Kenya? 38. 4. March 5, 2003 What is the influence of CSR on efficiency of firms in Kenya? 38. 5.4 Recommendations. 38. 5.5 Suggestions for further study. 39. References. 40. Appendix 1. 44. VIN. List of tables. Table 4.1. Descriptives. 28. Table 4.2. Correlations coefficients of study variables. 28. Table 4.3. Model summary of CSR and profitability. 29. Table 4.4. ANOVA of CSR and profitability. 30. Table 4.5. Regression of model coefficients of CSR and profitability. 31. Table 4.6. Model summary of CSR and liquidity. 31. Table 4.7. ANOVA of CSR and liquidity. 32. L coefficient slash. Table 4.9. Model summary of CSR and efficiency. 33. Paragraph. Table 4.8. Regression of model coefficients of CSR and liquidity. 33. ANCF. Table 4.10. ANOVA of CSR and efficiency. 34. EDGESOL. Table 4.11. Regression of model coefficients of CSR and efficiency. 35. Paragraph. VING. List of figures. Figure 1. Conceptual framework. Figure 2. Operational framework. Backslash. Percent. Backslash plus 0%. Less than 0. List of abbreviations and acronyms. CSP, Corporate Social Performance CSR, Corporate Social Responsibility FP, Financial Performance. ROK, Republic of Kenya OBST. V. NSE, Nairobi Stock Exchange. NNEC. ROA, Return on As. 4. RO, Return on Equity. LSSETS. LCKAGE for Social SEN. SPSS, Statistical Package for Social Science. X. Abstract. Corporate social responsibility, CSR, has emerged as an important aspect in the global business community and has become a mainstream activity. The purpose of this study was to assess the effect corporate social responsibility has on the financial performance of a firm. The main objective of the study was to assess the effects of CSR on financial performance of firms in Kenya. The specific objective of the study was to assess the effects of CSR on profitability, liquidity and efficiency of firms in Kenya. The theories guiding the study were stakeholders theory, Slack resources theory and Victor Circle theory. These theories are relevant to this study because they address the various angles from which corporate social responsibility could affect financial performance. Employing a descriptive survey research design, the study targeted public companies which had established foundations within their corporate social responsibility policy. Using purposive sampling, the study selected 6 companies and used all of them to enable the researcher control the variables degrees size plus or minus and degrees industry plus or minus of the company which have been shown to intervene in the relationship between CSR and financial performance. Annual financial reports were used to get particulars about a company's CSR spending and the resulting financial performance in terms of returns. Descriptive and inferential statistics was employed in data analysis. Descriptive statistics involved frequency distributions and means. Bivariate linear regression model was used to establish the relationship between CSR and profitability. The study found that there was no significant relationship between CSR and liquidity of firms in any of the 6 participating firms. The findings also showed that there was no relationship between CSR and firm efficiency in majority participating firms. The researcher concluded that corporate social responsibilities in Kenyan firms with foundations have more effect on profitability than liquidity and efficiency. The researcher recommended that firms with foundations should focus on investing their CSR funds to solve problems that have a widespread effect. 11. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1.1 Background to the study. Corporate social responsibility, CSR, is an important management tool today. Corporate social responsibility has emerged as a significant theme in the global business community and has become a mainstream activity. The European Commission defines CSR as a concept whereby companies decide voluntarily to contribute to a better society and a cleaner environment, since 2002. Adams and Swatchy, 2004, define it as the integration, meant, essence, of business operations and values whereby the interest of all stakeholders including customers, employees, investors and the environment are reflected in an organization's actions and policies. The three concentric approach encompasses CSR as a model with three specific levels. The first circle involves financial performance, in particular, growth and productivity. The second circle focuses on these financial items and awareness of the society a firm interacts with. The final circle involves the care and improvement of the environment that a firm operates in, Carroll 1991. The perception of CSR as a means of enhancing both social and financial performance is known in the literature as the business case for CSR. The business case is not a new approach to CSR, as for many years the management literature maintained that managers could help their companies to discover win-win opportunities that improve their social and environmental performance while simultaneously increasing profits, Hart, 1995. Even in early CSR initiatives, there was always the premise that by adopting CSR 1. Practices firms would enhance the social environment in which they operated and that such efforts would be in their long-term financial interest, Carroll and Schabana, 2010. Of late, a new concept called corporate social performance has gained recognition. Wood, 1991, defines corporate social performance, CSP, as the extent to which a company is successfully able to implement the interests of its stakeholders, in the economic, social and environmental domain in its business operations, and the extent to which a company is successfully able to implement actions aimed at guaranteeing the continued existence at least at an ECLJ level, of the company, society and the environment at large. A. In the past, governments have relied on legislation and regulation to deliver social and environmental objectives in the business sector. According to Carroll and Schabana, 2010, CSR is treated as a private IS1 alternative to government regulation, and the choice between these two options depends on their relative costs and benefits. Enforced let. Government has the power to enforce regulation. But government regulation isn't deregulation perfect, and it can even end up reducing public welfare because of its cost or inefficiency, since 2002. The government also may lack the resources and competence to design and administer appropriate regulations, particularly for complex industries requiring much specialized knowledge. Sims, 2002, opined that industry groups might find ways to influence regulation to the point where it is ineffective or even ends up benefiting the industry at the expense of the general population. Margolisa and Walsh, 2007, attempted to relate corporate social responsibility and corporate social performance. In the relation between CSP and CFP, the authors defined CSP in two ways, as a multidimensional construct that is either constructed by examining 2. Companies' efforts of living up to multiple responsibilities, or by looking at a company's principles, processes, practices and outcomes, or as a function of how stakeholders are treated by a company. Efforts have been made to discriminate between the concepts of CSR and CSP, however in literature these concepts are often used interchangeably. Corporate financial performance, CFP, refers to the financial outcomes of business operations. Corporate performance refers to the outcomes of management processes in relation to the goals that were set, Sims, 2002. It is the ability of the organization to use its resources efficiently and effectively in order to reach those goals. Corporate. Operational PREFC. Performance can be divided into two categories, operational performance and financial. /L. Performance. Operational performance contains measurements like market share, marketing effectiveness and product quality. Financial performance can be split up, once more, into market-based performance and accounting-based performance. The first referring to, for example, earnings per share and stock prices, the latter includes return on assets and return on equity, for Z et al., 2010. S for their CSR pre. Organizations require implementing partners for their CSR programs since the activities are often not within the company's core competence. Many organizations such as the Kenya Commercial Bank, KCB, Safaricom and the East African Breweries have formed foundations to help them implement their respective CSR programs. Not all organizations may have the resources to set up foundations, and in any case, successful CSR programs essentially have to have community implementing partners, Infotrag, 2012. Nyungongo, 2012, studied the CSR practice and its role in the profitability of selected organizations, namely Barclays Bank, National Bank, Kenya Commercial Bank, British. 3. American Tobacco and African Wildlife Foundation. Findings from the study indicated that CSR was a major contributor to the profitability of organizations through enhanced image and reputation. Further, the quality performance was vital in improving reputation with customers. The research also found out that these organizations had strategic partners in their CSR agenda. However, the greatest impediments to CSR practices were finances and poor public perception. Rutto, 2003, investigated the influence of corporate social responsibility reporting on the financial performance of listed companies at Nairobi Securities Exchange. The findings showed that the impact of the influence of CSR reporting on companies listed in the NSE paragraph had differential effects on factors of financial performance. It was associated with increased customer motivation, increased sales, employee morale, enhancing organizations' reputation and reduced crisis incidences, among others. The findings. H6P. Companies represent attempts by companies to improve their corporate image and to be seen as responsible corporate citizens. Further, provide some evidence of the possibility that CSR reporting among the limited. 4RRK. DMPANIES 2-IMPER 1. Social R. Krua, 2013, investigated the effects of corporate social responsibility on the performance of firms operating within the financial sector. Postbank, which is the only pure savings bank in the country, was selected for purpose of the study. Findings indicated that CSR activities have a higher effect on the performance of the bank, as performance focused on image, profitability, customer satisfaction, employee satisfaction, cost and risk profile of the organization. Given that the marketplace has become competitive and players in the industry compete for customers with an intention. 4. Of increasing the deposits level, the findings indicated that CSR may be considered a differentiation strategy by the bank. 1.2 Statement of the problem. Kenyan companies have taken to CSR with gusto in the recent past, improving staff welfare and work environment, embracing transparency and accountability in their INGS programs. However, it is the community component that is highly visible to most people and gives companies the much sought-after enviable public image. Companies have been involved in various activities in sports, environment, health, education and training, the needy in society and even national leadership and governance. S is of interest. Yaya. In Kenya, little empirical data exists on the impact of CSR on financial performance. Business transactions, self-regulation and implementing community development. The effect of CSR initiatives is of interest to managers and scholars alike. However, here, TAR exists on the IMP. Incorporated the GAP exists which? Sibility on FINA. None of the reviewed studies incorporated the aspect of philanthropic-oriented foundations, and as such our knowledge gap exists, which this study sought to fill by evaluating the effect of corporate social responsibility on financial performance of firms with philanthropic-oriented foundations in Kenya. 1.3 Purpose of the study. The purpose of this study was to assess the effect of corporate social responsibility on financial performance of firms with philanthropic-oriented foundations in Kenya. 1.4 Specific objectives of the study. The study was guided by the following specific objectives. I. To determine the effect of CSR on profitability of firms in Kenya. E. To assess the effect of CSR on liquidity of firms in Kenya. E. To evaluate the influence of CSR on efficiency of firms in Kenya. 1.5 Research questions. I. What is the effect of CSR on profitability of firms in Kenya? The A. E. What is the effect of CSR on liquidity of firms in Kenya? E. What is the influence of CSR on efficiency of firms in Kenya? Percent. 1.6 Justification of the study. F. Research suggests that CSR can produce positive outcomes for a company. However, paragraph micro. There is little understanding of this relationship in the Kenyan corporate world. Economic development and improved standards of living can come about through well-implemented CSR initiatives. It is important to understand the effect CSR has on the financial performance of an institution so as to improve a company's capacity. 1.7 Significance of the study. The findings of this study will be of invaluable importance to the management of various companies about the benefits or lack thereof that CSR has to their business in regard to financial performance. The findings can also assist the government through the Ministry of Trade on the incentives it can give to companies to enable them implement CSR initiatives that are both beneficial to the community and the community itself. Researchers and scholars can use the findings generated by this study in their works. 1.8 Scope of the study. The study was carried out in the context of Kenyan companies listed in the Nairobi Stock Exchange. The study was interested in those companies that have philanthropic-oriented foundations as part of their CSR strategy or policy. The study sought to establish the impact of activities involved in CSR have on the financial performance of the company in terms of revenue and profit/loss margin. 1.9 Limitations of the study. I.Z. In carrying out the researcher encountered the following limitations. Since the study relied on SCOTA, the study was limited to the information made public by the participating companies. To avoid this limitation interfering with the purpose of this study, the researcher used information that public companies are expected to report. Is information by law such as return on equity and return on assets. The study was also limited to the 3 weeks in which the data collection and analysis took place. To mitigate this, the researcher hired the services of a research assistant to assist in data management. 1.10 Assumptions of the study. The researcher made the following assumptions. B. I. That the returns made public by the companies are truthful. E. That no other factors apart from the ones identified affect the relationship under investigation. 7. 1.11 Definition of terms. Corporate social responsibility. In this study, CSR refers to activities of foundations owned by companies whose function is mainly giving back to the community, Carroll and Shabana, 2010. Efficiency refers to ratio between the input to run a business operation and the output gained from the business. Beshey and Truvato, 2011. Financial performance, return on sales/investment. Fauziet, Al. 2010. Foundation. A non-governmental entity that is established as a non-profit corporation or a charitable trust, with a principal purpose of making grants to unrelated organizations, institutions, or individuals for scientific, educational, cultural, religious, or other. With a principal. Paragraph, S. Individuals for Sinti. Charitable purposes, Koro, Lee and Fayem, I. More than 12. Liquidity refers to ability to convert an asset to cash quickly, Zygmunt, 2010. 1.12 Organization of the study. The study consists of 5 chapters. Chapter 1 consists of background of the study, statement of the problem, research objectives, research questions, significance of the study, limitations of the study, assumptions of the study and definitions of significant terms. Chapter 2 consists of related literature that analyses the impact of CSR activities on financial performance, theoretical framework and the conceptual framework. Chapter 3 explains the methodology of the study, while Chapter 4 presents an analysis of the findings. Chapter 5 presents the summary, conclusion and recommendations of the study. Chapter 2. Literature Review. 2.1 Introduction. This chapter presents a synthesis of available literature on the relationship between include all those who may degrees affect or be affected by plus or minus a corporation, Clarkson, 1995. By identifying stakeholders, analyzing relationships with them and evaluating these relationships, firms are able to successfully operate in their public and strategic environments. The analysis and evaluation of stakeholder relationships enables firms to determine which parties deserve or require attention from management, resulting in theory, theoretical framework and proceeds to highlight findings and conclusions. Conclusions of T. Lies and identifies gaps to be filled by this study. A conceptual framework is also presse. 2.2 theoretical framework. There are three different T's of the relation between corporate social responsibilities and financial pay. Stakeholder theory, Slack resources. Theory and the virtuous circle concept. February 2, 2001 The Stakeholder's Theory. The stakeholder theory was proposed by Edward Freeman in 1984 in his publication entitled Strategic Management. Freeman argued that business HIBs should 9. Their positive interaction with stakeholders. Paying attention to the domains of CSR improves the relations with the stakeholders that were identified, ultimately resulting in better overall performance, Wagon Graves, 1997. Optimization of relationships and preservation of corporate legitimacy, Doe and Guai, 2006. Jones, 1995, put forward an operationalization of stakeholder theory that could offer instrumental value to management. In his instrumental stakeholder theory, he argues that firms that work on the basis of honest, trusting and ethical relationships will be rewarded by stakeholders in terms of positive reputation effects, making these firms suitable business partners. Applying this theory to CSR, Jones suggests that corporate responsible behavior corresponds to attempts to build honest, trusting and ethical relationships. By extension, firms that are high in CSP should benefit financially from NTERACTI. Paragraph. Ends with the February 2, 2002 The Slack Resources Theory. The Slack Resources Theory postulates that the level of resources that management devotes to CSR activities is driven by the accessibility of resources not required for other purposes. This concept is perhaps best articulated in Jensen, 1986, who suggested that VXV management faced with holding cash in excess of their needs are likely to invest this free cash in a way that is at variance with maximizing the value of the firm. Slack resources theorists argue that firms with better financial performance will have resources available to invest in CSR. Since these resources, financial and other, are necessary to improve CSP, a link between the two is expected. In this line of reasoning, better CFP will result in better CSP, Wagon Graves, 1997. In other words, all firms may want to excel in CSR, but only those with sufficient resources will find themselves performing well. 10. February 2, 2003 The Virtuous Circle Theory. The Virtuous Circle Theory, as the name suggests, that CSR is a predictor of financial performance as well as a result of the same. Put forward by Wagon Graves, 1997, the theory suggests that companies that have slack resources at their disposal and allocate these resources in the social domain are expected to increase CSP. Here, an increase in financial performance is a predictor of an increase in social performance. Based on good management theory, the authors expect a similar, positive relationship in the other causal direction. CSP is a predictor of CFP. The mechanism at work is stakeholder relationships. Investments in the social domain are expected to result in improved relationships, resulting in overall better performance. UX 2.3 Empirical Review. The relationship between corporate social responsibility and corporate financial performance has been studied intensively with mixed results. In a survey of 95 empirical studies conducted between 1972-2001, Margolizer and Walsh, 2001, reported that when treated as an independent variable, corporate social performance is found to have a positive relationship to financial performance in 42 studies, 53%, and paragraph relationship in 19 studies, 24%, a negative relationship in 4 studies, 5%, and a mixed relationship in 15 studies, 19%. Of the 51 studies carried out between 1970 and 1995, 33 found a positive relationship, 9 found a negative relationship and 9 found no relationship between CSR and financial performance, Cahan 2006. 11. This section presents the findings and conclusions of similar studies carried out across the world. The studies are grouped into two sections, those that found a positive relationship and those that found a negative relationship. March 2, 2001 Effects of CSR on Profitability. Margolizer et al. 2007 reviewed 167 studies that satisfy two conditions. CSP and CFP were measured on the firm level, and an effect size for the association between CSP and CFP was provided. The analysis resulted in finding a positive relationship between CSP and CFP. Based on their results, Margolizer et al. 2007 concluded that the financial impact of CSP is, at the least, neutral. This conclusion contradicts the concerns of those theorizing about a negative relationship, for instance Friedman, 1970. Only in 2% of the analyzed studies a significant negative association was detected. However, the small effect size indicates that, although CSP is not detrimental for CFP, it is not very beneficial to CFP either. Winnell. Relation between paragraph O. Spicer, 1978, found a positive correlation between a firm's economic performance and its level of pollution control in the paper and pulp industry. He found that the higher the level of pollution control, the greater the profitability and size of the firm and the lower the systematic and total risk. He also concluded that the benefits seen were short-lived. Anderson and Frankie, 1980, used a firm's market value to measure financial performance and its relationship with CSR. A positive relationship between market value and CSR was found. This meant that investors were investing more in firms who reported CSR than those who did not. This provides some evidence of the existence of the registered ethical investors. 12. Kirkran and Wood, 1984, examined the relationship between CSR and corporate financial performance, CFP. They found that asset age was highly correlated to levels of CSR and that there was a positive relationship between CSR and CFP when asset age was removed. This extra variable added a new element to Cochrane and Wood's empirical research, and it provided a possible insight into a variable that may be causing conflicting conclusions by various researchers. Griffin and Mahan, 1997, looked at the chemical industry and found that high CSR was linked to high CFP and that low amounts of CSR reporting was linked to lower CFP. CFP. Joyner and Payne, 2000, found a positive correlation between reporting CSR with ARM value. JC. Benefits of CSR. The authors also saw some indication of a time lag between when CSR performance and firm value. Joyner and Payne noted the difficulty of measuring the authors also saw S financial benefits SE was reported and the financial benefits seen. These findings conflict with the results of Spicer, 1978, who found that the financial benefits were short-lived. O'Bannon and Preston, 1997, expect a negative relationship from CFP to CSP. This is expected because managers pursued private goals, for instance benefiting from remuneration schemes, which are linked to short-term financial performance. These managers are less likely to invest in CSR because these investments will not pay off in the short term and would endanger manager compensation. The temptation here, and the link between CFP and CSP, is cashing in by reducing CSR investments. A second reason for the negative association is that when managers are faced with poor financial performance, they may want to disguise or justify this performance by means of excessive investments in CSR. Goss and Roberts, 2009, reason in a similar way. Managers that want to polish their reputations may do so at the expense of shareholders. Both. 13. Management actions may explain why negative financial performance may result in improved attention to the social domain. Vance, 1975, found a negative relationship between CSR and financial performance. He. Investing in companies who reported little or no CSR. He concluded that companies have. Fry and Hart looked at members of the oil industry such as TAR included that. The amount of CSR did not increase or decrease the profitability of the firm. Fry and Hart put any change in financial performance down to an increase in firm size. Their concluding comments also suggest that the firm's size and public image management also determine the amount of CSR reporting undertaken. The industry a firm operates in may have a strong effect on the results that are found when examining the relationship. Looked at share price and found that in building a portfolio an investor would be better off. Sons to be socially responsible, then only how it affects the per share value of men. Shen and Spices. 83, also found a negative relationship between the level of social disclosures and convoy. Oops. This is a direct contrast to Spicer's 1978 paper which found a significant positive onship. The explanation that Shen and Spicer, 1983, provided for the Ngati investors are put off by CSR. Ryahi Bulkawi, 1992, found inship between external perceptions of a ative company SCSR activities and executive care iron schemes. His findings suggest that top management may be discouraged a CSR activities. This is due to the fact that the shareholders do not appreciate spent on activities they do not consider beneficial to them. 14. Between CSR and financial performance. Firm size is possibly a problematic variable that must be controlled, Fry and Hock, 1976. Alexander and Schultz, 1978, examined the relationship between the level of CSR and stock market performance, and also stock level risk. The study did not find any significant relationship between CSR and either of these two variables. One possible explanation for this is that the market is efficient and thus any registered positive news will change reprice instantly rather than over a period of time. If the changes to the stock price had occurred instantly, this research didn't provide any insight into whether or a cure. Appel et al., 1985, carried out a survey using a specially designed survey instrument. FTV/C. That they created to minimize the effects of bias in the respondents' answers. 2. Measure financial performance. The researchers use both long-term and short-term return on assets. No relationship was found between the variables, CSR and financial performance, suggesting the effect paragraph SIT has on profitability is neutral and by reporting. Al. 1. CSR profits are neither increased nor decreased, Appel et al. 1985. Nederi. March 2, 2002 effect of CSR on liquidity. The liquidity of an asset means how quickly it can be transformed into cash. When referring to company liquidity, one usually means its ability to meet its current liabilities and is usually measured by different financial ratios, Lanka, 2013. According to Zygmunt, 2010, the liquidity is essential for company existence. It principally has an effect on financial cost reduction or growth, changes in the sales dynamic, as well as it influences on company risk level. The decisive significance of liquidity means that it 15. Is important for company development and at the same time is one of the fundamental endogenous factors which are responsible for company market position. Few studies have been carried out on the effect of CSR on liquidity. Spermanium, Samuel and Mpenthiraun, 2014, sought to examine the liquidity implication of voluntary corporate social responsibility, CSR, reporting from the perspective of the Malaysian capital market. The findings that the greater the level of CSR disclosures the higher the liquidity, particularly in terms of the price impact. According to the authors, while the increased CSR disclosures convey information about non-financial risks, the increased in disclosure, institutional ownership and their price discovery activities reduce the risk by lowering the paragraph spread. This study sought to add to the body of knowledge by assessing the effect of CSR on liquidity of firms in Kenya. March 2, 2003 Effect of CSR on E. In a business context, operational efficiency can be defined as the ratio between the input to run a business operation and the output gained from the business. When improving operational efficiency, the output to input ratio improves, Celia et al., 2005. Inputs. Time/E. Would typically be money, cost, people, headcount, or time/effort. Outputs would typically be money, revenue, margin, cash, new customers, customer loyalty, market differentiation, headcount productivity, innovation, quality, speed and agility, complexity or opportunities. The efficiency ratio, a ratio that typically applies to banks, in simple terms is defined as expenses as a percentage of revenue, expenses/revenue, with a few variations. A lower percentage is better since that means expenses are low and earnings are high. It relates to operating leverage, which measures the ratio between fixed costs and variable costs. 16. The nexus between corporate social responsibility and corporate performance is of fundamental importance to understand if the former can be a sustainable strategy in the competitive race. Beshei and Truvato, 2011, examined the relationship on a sample of firms observed in a 13-year interval by focusing on the performance indicator, productive efficiency. Findings showed that firms included in the Demoni 400 index, a CSR stock market index, do not appear to be more distant from the production frontier than firms in the controlled sample after controlling for the heterogeneity of production structure. In evaluating the relationship between corporate social responsibility and stock market efficiency, Beshei, Kisvetis and Giovannix, 2009, found that net difference between CSR strengths and weaknesses significantly reduces both the absolute forecast slash F X error on EPS and its standard deviation after controlling for standard regressors plus year, industry, and firm/broker effects, TLR findings are consistent with the hypothesis that reduced transaction costs and conflicts with stakeholders and more transparent accounting practices implied by CSR significantly affect the bias. The CSR effect is strongly asymmetric and mainly driven by CSR weaknesses, consistent with the fact that by CSRV, the predicted channels of influence are mainly captured by CSR weakness scores. A crucial aspect of their findings is that CSR contributes to make financial markets efficient as unbiasedness and efficiency are, in almost all specifications, not violated in the subsample of the top 20% lowest CSR weaknesses companies, while they are in the bottom 20% CSR companies. 17. 2.4 Research gaps. There have been a number of researchers investigating the relationship between corporate social responsibility and financial performance. The results have been inclusive. A number of papers found positive relationships. Margolis et al., 2007, Spicer, 1978, Anderson and Frankie, 1980, while others found negative relationships, O'Bannon and Preston, 1997, Goss and Roberts, 2009, Vance, 1975, or no relationships, Fry and Hock, 1976, Alexander and Bacholtz, 1978, and Upler et al., 1985, between T variables at all. A. A review of the studies suggested that the industry in which a firm operated in determined the direction of the relationship between CSR and financial performances seen in the Spicer, one was a significant difference in the CSR scores. OYC paragraph micro. Across the two industries. This demonstrated the importance of controlling the industry. The CSR and financial perform. E1 CSR and A.E.R. PESRVICE industry. VL. Another intervening variable that emerged in the relationship between CSR and financial variable when researching the CSR and financial performance relationship. A significant positive relationship was found between one CSR and financial performance for firms inside the production industry, but not inside the CSR. And I. Performance was the role of the managers as seen in O'Bannon and Prestmes study. These managers are less likely to invest in CSR because these investments will not pay off in the short term and would endanger manager compensation. As much as the findings of these studies are inclusive, it is worthy to note that a host of them were carried out in Europe and the Americas among giant corporations. Significant cultural, social and economic differences exist between these parts of the world and 18. Kenya. Therefore, the findings of the studies from the Western world cannot be wholly replicated in the Kenyan context. Not much research has been carried out on the relationship between CSR and financial performance of Kenyan companies. There exists knowledge gap which this study intends to fill. Equals actual variables in the study interact. Robson, 2011, defined a conceptual framework. Leis and TDR written. 2.5 conceptual framework. A conceptual framework is proposed for the study. The framework shows how the different as a visual or written product, one that explains, either graphically or in narrative form, the main things to be studied, the key factors, concepts, or variables and the presumed relationships among them. Shields, Patricia and Renyajan, 2013, define a conceptual framework as the way ideas are organized to achieve a research project's purpose. The CSR in this case is the input which influences the output, that is, the financial performance. The conceptual framework is important in clarifying concepts and propose relationships among the concepts in a study. 9. Paragraph 9. Financial performance. Corporate social. Responsibility. Profitability. Liquidity. Efficiency. Independent variable. Dependent variables. Figure 1. Conceptual framework of effects of CSR on financial performance of firms in Kenya. 19. 2.6 Operational framework. Operational framework is defined as the elements that underlie how ideas work together as a whole. Shields, Patricia and Renyajan, 2013. Operationalizing a variable means finding a measurable, quantifiable and valid index for the variable and finding a way to manipulate that variable in such a way as to have two or more levels. John Karen Penink, 20K. And Ella Backslash, 10. Burns, 2010, adds that the process of operationalization defines fuzzy concepts of them to be measured, empirically and quantitatively. V. Backslash. Corporate social. Responsibility. Cost of CSR total expenses. Percent. Profitability. Net profit margin. Financial. Performance. Liquidity. Current ratio. Efficiency. Total assets turnover. Figure 2. Operational framework of effects of CSR on financial performance of firms in Kenya. 20. The purpose of this study was to assess the effect of corporate social responsibility on the financial performance of Kenyan companies that have foundations. Literature review revealed that the relationship between these two variables can be positive, negative or none. The financial performance is as such the dependent variable in this study, and since the study intends to make use of secondary data, the performance was assessed using the profit margin of at the end of the company's fiscal year. The researcher also assessed whether the observed profit or loss was an improvement or a decline from the previous Lev J. fiscal years. Previous literature also outlined the importance of controlling the size and SFORMAR industry on financial performance and CSR, which are the intervening variables in the study. Page 21. Chapter 3. Research methodology. 3.1 Introduction. The chapter presents research design, target population, sampling and data analysis procedures and ethical considerations. Research design is the procedure used by the researchers to explore the relationship between variables to form subjects into groups, administer the measures, and analyze data. Mucklender and Mucklender, 2005. The study adopted a descriptive survey design. Descriptive study design is a study in which the researcher describes or presents a picture. CV. Of a phenomenon under investigation, BMS, 2010. Data is collected and analyzed in order to describe the current conditions relationships concerning the problem. This research design is suitable because it enabled the researcher to describe the relationship between corporate social responsibility and financial performance of public companies. This method of study was used by Kariuki, 2013, in studying the challenges facing Safaricom Foundation. Krewa, 2013, and Nyagongo, 2013, also used descriptive survey design in similar studies. 2. 3.3 Target Population. Target population refers to all members of a real or hypothetical set of people, events or objects to which a researcher wishes to generate results from the study, Cowthery, 2004. It also defined as a group of individuals, objects or items from which samples are taken for. 22. Measurement, Combo and Trump, 2006, the study targeted public companies which have established foundations within their corporate social responsibility policy. There were 70 Kenyan companies listed in the NSE, 2014. A total of 6 of listed companies have established foundations which operate within their CSR framework. These are Kenya Airways, Kenya Commercial Bank, Equity Bank, East African Breweries Limited, Safaricom Limited and Britam, CMA, 2014. Roto, 2013, also targeted public companies in the NSE in her study. 8.500 aims in TH. 3.4 Sampling Procedure. According to Muglender and Muglender, 2003, a sample is a small group of accessible population. Sampling refers to that process of selecting a sample from a defined AW population with the intention that the sample accurately represents the population. Intention that T. Bums, 2010. Purpose of sampling was employed in selecting the companies to participate in the study. Purpose of sampling was employed to enable the researcher control the variables degrees size plus or minus and degrees industry plus or minus of the company which have been shown to intervene in the relationship between CSR and financial performance. The researcher selected all the 6 listed companies with foundations. Camellia, Curita and Cornelia Dascula, 2011, used purpose of sampling in their study corporate social responsibility reporting. This sampling procedure was also used by Krewa, 2013, and Ruto, 2013. 3.5 Data Collection. Data collection is the process of gathering and measuring information on variables of interest, in an established systematic fashion that enables one to answer stated research questions, test hypotheses, and evaluate outcomes, Muglender and Muglender, 2012. Blackster. 23. Et al. 2006, data collection is a systematic approach to gathering information from a variety of sources to get a complete and accurate picture of an area of interest. Secondary data obtained from the company's reports was used. The researcher used the financial statements for the 6 companies for the financial years 2007 to 2012 to assess the impact CSR has on their financial performance. The researcher was interested to learn the amount spent on CSR by a particular company as well as the profit/loss and whether the latter is an improvement or a drop. Particularly, the researcher was interested in the returns on equity and returns on assets. A data summary sheet was used to collect data. Weruru, 2013, used secondary data when researching corporate social responsibility in a company's websites. End paragraph. Safaricom. Ioannis Ioannou and George Serafin, 2010, used secondary data collected from 3.6 data analysis. F. Examining raw D. Isson, 200 and data analytics is the science of examining raw data with the purpose of drawing conclusions about that information, Dawson, 2009. Data analysis is the process of systematically applying statistical and logical techniques to describe and illustrate, condense and recap, and evaluate data, Bums, 2010. The study dealt with quantitative data financial statements of the participating companies. The researcher will employ the Statistical Package for Social Sciences, SPSS, to generate findings. Descriptive and inferential statistics was employed in data analysis. Descriptive statistics involve frequency distributions and means. Bivariate linear regression model were used to establish the relationship between CSR and financial performance. Camelia, Kirita and Cornelia Daskula, 2011, in their study on 24. Corporate Social Responsibility Reporting used Pearson correlation as our measure of the strength of relationship between two variables and tested their significance. Ioannis Ioannou and George Serafin, 2010, used descriptive and inferential statistics to draw their conclusions from their study. Model 1, CSR cost, independent variable, against financial performance, dependent variable. Financial performance will be measured using profitability, liquidity and efficiency as variables against CSR. The linear regression model will be expressed as the following. Paragraph U. Earn, which will be M. A plus E. B plus a 2. 2 plus a 3. Where, Y is the CSR cost of each VRM, which will be measured by the linear regression model. R is the constant term. ARA. A. A is statistic of regression. Q C is profitability, X2 is liquidity, U is efficiency, 3.7 ethical considerations. Consent was sought from Dedham Kimathi University of Technology and the participating firms. The data collected was stored in a password-protected computer. Only the 25 researcher had access to the data. The information gathered in the study was used for study purposes. / percent / W. Paragraph in 4th. 26. Chapter 4. Research findings and discussions. 4.1 Introduction. The chapter presents data analysis and interpretation of the findings, based research findings. The data was analyzed using the Statistical Package for Social Sciences, SPSS. 4.2 Descriptive analysis. Analysis was carried out on data obtained from the company's financial reports from 2007 to 2012. The data comprised of net profit margin, current ratio and total assets turnover. The dependent variables for the study were the net profit margin, profitability, current ratio, liquidity, and total assets turnover, efficiency, while the independent variable was CSR. The CSR was measured against the total expenses of each company. Preliminary analysis involved descriptive statistics and correlation analysis on all the variables for the purpose of understanding the variables as well as the direction and magnitude of their relationship. Table 4.1 show that a total of 36 observations were used. 4.1. In the study, with net profit margin, current ratio, total assets turnover and CSR, millions, having a mean of 0.461, 1.061, 0.933 and 51.858 respectively. Notably, the values for net profit margin, current ratio and total assets turnover have a variation less than one, indication that these values are very close to their respective means. However, there exists a large variation of 43.942 in the CSR value, which indicate that some of the firms spent a lot of money in CSR. 27. Table 4.1. Descriptives. N minimum maximum mean STD. Deviation. Net profit margin 36.0154, 2.7619, 0.461.597. Current ratio 36.12, 2.21, 1.061, 0.506. Total assets turnover 36.110, 2.060, 0.933, 0.619. CSR, million, 36.70, 151.48, 51.858, 43.942. Valid N, list-wise, 36%. Den. Table 4.2 has the correlation analysis output. Among the dependent variables, it is only the net profit margin that has significance weak negative correlation, R equals 341, p-value 0.05, with the independent variable. Other dependent variables in significant correlation with the independent variable. However, these findings do not differ with Rahi Bulkawi, 1992, who found a negative relationship between external perceptions of a company's CSR and profitability. Table 4.2. Correlations coefficient. B stood for IA. CIL of study. Abels. Net profit margin. Pearson. Correlation. Current ratio. Pearson. Correlation. Total. Turnover. CSR, million. Sig. Two-tailed. Sig. Two-tailed. Pearson assets correlation. Sig. Two-tailed. Pearson. Correlation. Sig. Two-tailed. FT. 177. 303. 004. 983. 341. 042. 28. 4.3 effect of corporate social responsibility on profitability. The model fitness of the resultant bivariate linear regression is presented in table 4.3. This table shows that our square value is 0.116, implying that 11.6% of the variation in profit explained by the variation in CSR. Table 4.3. Table 4.3. Model summary of CSR and profitability. STD. Error. Adjusted R of E. Model R square square estimate. 1.341.116.090.569.5987. A. Predictors. Constant. CSR. Million. The ANOVA for the model is presented in table 4.4. This table shows an F value of 4.459 and p-value of 0.042, p equals 0.5. The ANOVA statistics imply that the effect of CSR in profitability is significant among firms with foundations in Kenya. These research finding. Paragraph. Agree with Margolis et al. 2007, whose analysis resulted in finding a positive relationship between CSR and profitability. However, since the study found that there however, sign in some company was no relationship and negative relationship in some companies, the findings are in FFECTS. Agreement with Wink, 2012, who found that the small effect size indicates that, although CSP is not detrimental for CFP, it is not very beneficial to CFP either. The findings are supported by the stakeholder's theory, which states that good social performance will lead to higher financial performance. 29. Table 4.4, ANOVA of CSR and profitability. Model sum of squares DF mean square F sig. Regression 1.4471, 1.447, 4.459.042. 1 residual 11.031, 34.324. Total 12.478, 35. A. Dependent variable, profitability. B. Predictors, constant, CSR, million. Percent. The regression coefficients of the model are presented in table 4.5. This table shows that SSION coef equals minus 0.005 with a p-value of 0.042. This indicates that a unit increase in CSR will result to a 0.005 decrease in the net profit margin. On the other hand, when the CSR value is 0, the model can only predict 0.701 of the net profit margin. Thus the results are consistent with the virtuous circle that E0 are said on good management theory. The authors expect a similar, positive relationship to a causal direction. This results are similar to Goss and Roberts, 2009, who found a negative relationship where managers that want to polish their reputations may increase the money spent on CSR at the expense of shareholders. Both management actions may explain why negative financial performance may result in improved attention to the social domain. However, the findings differ with those of Griffin and Mahan, 1997, who looked at the chemical industry and found that high CSR was linked to high profitability and that low amounts of CSR reporting was linked to lower CFP. 30. Table 4.5. Regression of model coefficients of CSR and profitability. Unstandardized coefficients. Standardized coefficients. Model BSTD. Error beta T sig. Constant, 1 CSR, million, 0.701, 0.148, 4.734, 0.000. 005.002. 341 minus 2.11, 2.042. A. Dependent variable, profitability. 4.4 effect of corporate social responsibility on liquidity. The model fitness of the resultant bivariate linear regression is presented in table 4.5. This table shows that R squared value is 0.058, implying that 5.8% of the variation in liquidity is explained by the variation in CSR. Table 4.6. Model small area of CSR and illiquidity. Paragraph O adjusted RSTD. Error of. Model R squared the estimate. 1, 241.058.030.497.86. A. Predictors. Constant, CSR, million. The ANOVA for the model is presented in table 4.6. This table shows an F value of 2.095 and P value of 0.157. P equals 0.5. The ANOVA statistics imply that the effect of CSR and liquidity are not statistically significant. Hence this model is not reliable in the prediction of liquidity among firms with foundations in Kenya. The study found that there were no significant relationship between CSR and liquidity of firms in any of the six participating firms. The findings are therefore in disagreement with Kohler et al. 2012, found that CSR performance improves market liquidity and decreases bid-ask spreads, and Cheng et al. 2013, who found that firms with better CSR performance are more 31. Engaged with their stakeholders, limiting the likelihood of opportunistic behavior and reduce overall contracting costs. The study therefore does not support any of the theories in the study. Table 4.7. ANOVA of CSR and liquidity. Model sum of squares DF mean square F sig. Regression 0.519, 1.519, 2.09, 5.157. 1 residual 8.427, 34.248. Total 8.947, 35. A. Dependent variable, liquidity. B. Predictors, constant, CSR, million. The regression coefficients of the model are presented in table 4.8. This table shows that TFICINTS of the MO value, of 157. This. Of 157 this Cindy. Equals, minus 0.003 with a p-value of 0.157. This indicates that a unit increase in CSR will result to a 0.003 decrease in liquidity. On the other hand, when their CSR value is 0, the model can 0.4h only predict 1.205 of the liquidity. The study found that there were no significant relationship between CSR and liquidity of firms in any of the six participating firms. The findings are therefore in disagreement with Herif or Nachtley. Kyo et al. 2012, found that CSR performance improves market liquidity and decreases bid-ask spreads, and Cheng et al. 2013, who found that firms with better CSR performance are more engaged with their stakeholders, limiting the likelihood of opportunistic behavior and reduce overall contracting costs. 32. Table 4.8, regression of model coefficients of CSR and liquidity. Unstandardized. Coefficients. Model BSTD. Error beta T sig. Constant, 1.205.129, 9.315.000. 1 CSR, million. 003.002. 241 minus 1.447.157. A. Dependent variable, liquidity. VA. Ty. Corno. 4.5 effects of corporate social responsibility on efficiency. X. The model fitness of the resultant bivariate linear regression is presented in table. Or 8. Of the result, A/V. That R squared L. HC/BTI or C0R. 4.9 This table shows that R squared value is 0.023, implying that 2.3% of the variation in efficiency is explained by the variation in CSR. Table 4.9. Model summary of CSR and a percent efficiency. Adjusted RSTD. Error of. Model R squared the estimate. 1. 152.023. 006.621140. A. Predictors, constant, CSR, million. The ANOV for the model is presented in table 4.10. This table shows an F value of 0.804 and P value of 0.376. P equals 0.5. The ANOV statistics imply that the effect of CSR and efficiency are not statistically significant. Hence this model is not reliable in the prediction of efficiency among firms with foundations in Kenya. The findings also show that there was no relationship between CSR and firm efficiency in any of the other six participating firms. The findings are therefore in disagreement with 33. Nyagongo, 2012, who found that CSR was a major contributor to the profitability of organizations through enhanced image and reputation. Further, the quality performance was vital in improving reputation with customers. The research also found out that these organizations had strategic partners in their CSR agenda. Table 4.10, ANOV of CSR and efficiency. Model sum of squares DF mean square FSIG. Regression 0.310, 1.310, 0.80, 4.376. Residual 13.118, 34.386. Total 13.428, 35. A. Dependent variable, total assets turnover. B. Predictors, constant, CSR, million. If the model is present and in this indicates that A equals minus 0.002 with a p-value of 0.376. This indicates that a unit increase in CSR will result to a 0.002 increase in efficiency. On the other hand, when their CSR value is zero, the model has a findingsring. Can only predict 821 of the efficiency. These findings are in agreement with Beshei and Trovato, 2011, examined the relationship on the sample of firms observed in a 13-year interval by focusing on the performance indicator and found a positive relationship between CSR and efficiency. Hence the findings are supported by the virtuous circle theory, which states that if more resources are put under CSR, then there will be a positive effect on financial performance of firms and vice versa. 34. Table 4.11, regression of model coefficients of CSR and efficiency. Unstandardized coefficients, standardized coefficients. Model BSTD. Error beta T sig. 1, constant, 0.82, 1.161, 5.08, 7.000. CSR, million, 0.002, 0.002, 0.152, 0.89, 7.376. A. Dependent variable, efficiency. Percent. A. 35. Chapter 5 Summary of Study, Conclusions and Recommendations. 5.1 Introduction. This chapter presents a summary of the major findings from the results of the study and the conclusions made from them. It also presents the recommendations made by the researcher. This has been done in respect to the stipulated objectives in a bid to answer questions. The research questions. 5.2 Summary of RE. The purpose of this study was to assess the effect of corporate social responsibility on financial performance of firms with philanthropic-oriented foundations in Kenya. Specifically, the study aimed to establish the effect of CSR on profitability of firms in Kenya, the effect of CSR on liquidity of Kenya, and the influence of CSR on efficiency of firms in Kenya. The study adopted a descriptive survey design. The study targeted public companies which have established foundations within their corporate social responsibility policy. Purposive sampling was employed in selecting 6 companies to participate in the study. Secondary data obtained from the company's reports was used. The researcher used the financial statements for the 6 companies for the financial years 2007 to 2012 to assess the impact CSR has on their financial performance. Descriptive and inferential statistics was employed in data analysis. Descriptive statistics involved frequency distributions and 36. Means. Bivariate linear regression model were used to establish the relationship between CSR and financial performance. From the results, CSR has notable significant impact on net profit margin. On the other hand, CSR has mild insignificant impact on current ratio and total assets turnover. A general observation is that CSR has a negative effect on net profit margin, also has small negative insignificant effect on current ratio, and lastly a small positive insignificant effect on total assets turnover. 5.3 Conclusion. In March 5, 2001, what is the effect of CSR on profitability of firms in Kenya? The researcher concludes that corporate social responsibilities in Kenyan firms with foundations have more EFFECT on profitability than liquidity and efficiency. The researcher, F.L. Abilid, Y. Improved image by the public. This indicates that CSR has no significant effect on the profitability of firms in Kenya. 4. Financially strong companies can afford to commit monies ways that have a more long-term strategic impact, such as providing services for the community and their employees. Those allocations may be strategically linked to a better public image and improve relationships with the community, in addition to an improved ability to attract more skilled employees and more customers. On concludes that the increased profitability may be attributed to increased sales due to 37. March 5, 2002. What is the effect of CSR on liquidity of firms in Kenya? A general observation is that CSR has a small negative insignificant effect on liquidity. The study found that there were no significant relationship between CSR and liquidity of firms in any of the six participating firms. March 5, 2003. What is the influence of CSR on efficiency of firms in Kenya? A general observation is that CSR has a small positive insignificant effect on efficiency. Hence, the researcher concludes that there is no significant relationship between CSR and efficiency of firms in Kenya. 5.4 Recommendation. X%. I, the researcher recommends that firms with foundations should focus on investing their CSR funds to solve problems that have a widespread effect. This will ensure that CSR IC benefit go, HV. Activities touch more lives which benefit both the community as well as the firm itself. In carrying out CSR activities, the researcher recommends that all stakeholders, including customers of the firm, should be involved to enhance customer retention and thereby to enhance CAS. Paragraph, AMIS and PLAGEM. Promote financial performance. All CSR programs and projects should be monitored. L. And evaluated to check whether they are achieving their intended results. Q. E. Since it's evident that enhancing corporate performance does not affect liquidity, the researcher recommends that firms should have monies in terms of cash since it's important for company development and at the same time is one of the fundamental endogenous factors which are responsible for company market position. 38. E. The efficiency of the firm is not affected by the much the firms have invested in CSR, hence firms should enhance the quality of performance which is vital in improving reputation with customers. Evaluation findings can be used to inform future decisions on CSR to enhance corporate efficiency. 5.5 Suggestions for further study. N. I. The researcher suggests that more study should be done on the effects of CSR and firm efficiency. E. The researcher also proposes a deeper study on the effects of CSR and firm liquidity. Since the study only focused on firms with philanthropic foundations, a similar study, YCF, should be carried out on all firms that are theocentric listed in the stock exchange. Paragraph. And its determinants. Q. Percent. If future studies should focus on getting a deeper understanding of the relationship CSR. 39. References. Adams, C. Zucci, A. 2004. Corporate Social Responsibility. Why Business Should Act Responsibly and Be Accountable. Australian Accounting Review, NEF, Volume 14, IS. 3, pg. 31. Alexander, G.J. Holtz, R.A. 1978. Corporate Social Responsibility and Stock Market Performance. Academy of Management Journal, Spec. 21, pg. 479. Anderson, J.C. Frankie, A.W. 1980. Voluntary Social Reporting, an ISO beta portfolio analysis. The Accounting Review, 55, pg. 467-479. Apala, K. E. Carroll, A. B. Hatfield, J. D. 1985. An Empirical Examination of the Relationship Between Corporate Social Responsibility and Profitability. Academy of Management Jodhpur. Lin 28, 2, pg. 446. Beshe, L. and Kisretti, R. and Giovanni, A. 2012. Corporate Social Responsibility and Earnings Forecasting Unbiasedness. SIS Working Paper No. 233. Available at SSRN. http://ssm.com/abstract=205087 Beshewali, L. and Truvato, G. 2004. The Determinants of Child Labor, The Role of Primary Product Specialization. SIS Research Paper 59, Torvagator University, SIS. Paragraph. Blackster, L., Hughes, C., and Tite, M. 2006. HOTA Research, Volume 2. Philadelphia, 2006. NTVSV. Bog, W. and Gall, M. 1989. Educational Research, An Introduction. New York, NY. Longman Publishing. Buns, A.C. 2010. Research Method. Boston, McGraw-Hill Incorporated, Q. Camellia Ilung, Kirita Kareyani and Camellia Daskal, 2011. Research on Corporate Social Responsibility Reporting the Bashar ST Academy of Economics Studies. Romania. Carol, A.B., 1991. The Pyramid of Social Responsibility, Towards a Moral Management of Organizational Stakeholders. Business Horizons, July. Chen, B., Inoamu, I., Serafin, G., 2013. Corporate Social Responsibility and Access to Finance. Strategic Management Journal, forthcoming. 40. Coro, S., Lee, C., Pfeiffer, R., 2012. Corporate Social Responsibility Performance. Information and Information Asymmetry. Journal of Econitin and Public Policy, forthcoming. Clarkson, MBE, 1995. A Stakeholder Framework for Analyzing and Evaluating Corporate Social Performance. Academy of Management Review Pages. 92-106. Kirkran, P.L. Wood, R.A. 1984. Corporate Social Responsibility and Financial Performance Academy of Management Journal, MA, 27, 1pg. 42. Kahand, Masood. 2006. The Relationship Between Corporate Social Performance and Dore Financial Performance. Industry Type as a Boundary Condition Plus or Minus. Dawson, C. 2009. Introduction to Research Methods. A Practical Guide for Anyone Undertaking a Research Project. Oxford. Spring Hill House. Doe, J.P. and Guo, I.T.R. 2006. Corporate Social Responsibility, Public Policy, and NGO Activism in Europe and the United States. An Institutional Stakeholder Perspective. Journal of Management Studies, /5, 1, 47-273. Fauzi, H. and Idris, K. 2009. The Relationship of CSR and Financial Performance. New Evidence from Indonesian Companies, October 18, 2010. Issues in Social and Environmental Accounting, Volume 3, No. 1, 2009. Available at SSRN. http://abstract=1694284. Fry, F. L. Hock, R. J. 1976. Who Claims Corporate Responsibility? The Biggest and the Mu, 18, pg. 62-265. Goss, A. and Roberts, G.S. 2011. The Impact of Corporate Social Responsibility on the Cost of Bank Loans. Journal of Banking and NDFI on ANCE, 37, 7, 1794-1810. Griffin, J.J. Mahan, J.F. 1997. The Corporate Social Performance and Corporate Financial Performance Debate. 25 Years of Incomparable Research. Business and Society, MA, 36, 1, pg. 5. Hart, S.L. 1995. A Natural Resource-Based View of the Firm. The Academy of Management Review 20, 4, 9, 8, 6, 1014. Ioannis Ioannou and George Serafin, 2010, Plus or Minus Impact of Corporate Social Responsibility on Investment Recommendations Plus or Minus London Business School. Jensen, M.C., 1986. The Agency Costs of Free Cash Flow, Corporate Finance and Takeovers, American Economic Review, Volume 76, No. 2. Jones, T.M. 1995. Instrumental Stakeholder Theory, A Synthesis of Ethics and Economics. Academy of Management Review, 20, 402-437. 41. Jonker, J. and Pnink, B.J.W., 2010, The Essence of Research Methodology, A Concise Guide for Master and PhD Students in Management Science, Springer. Wereru, J. 2013. Corporate Social Responsibility and Strategic Orientation of Safaricom Ltd. in Kenya. Unpublished Master's Thesis, University of Nairobi. Kellinger, F.N. 2000. Foundations of Behavior Research, New Delhi, Srijit Publication. Krua, V.C. 2013. Effects of Corporate Social Responsibility on the Performance of Firms within the Financial Sector, A Case Study of Postbank. Unpublished Master's Thesis, Kennedy University. Combo, D.K. and Trongdell at 2006. Proposal and Thesis Writing and Introduction, Nairobi, Kenya, Poyalins Publications. Margolizer, J.D. and Walsh, J.P. 2001. People and Profits. The Search for a Link Between a Company's Social and Financial Performance. Greenwich, C.T. Ball. Mregia, M. 2013. The Challenges Facing the Safaricom Foundation in Aligning the CSR to Corporate Stretch. Unpublished Master Thesis, Kwet, Kenya. Maglenda, A. 2008. Social Science Percent TRCH, Theory and Principles. Nairobi, Kijib Printing Press. Maglenda, O. and Maglenda, A. 2003. Research Methods, Quantitative and Qualitative Research. Nairobi, Nairobi Axe Press. Research Mythi. Maglenda, A.G. and Maglenda, O.M. 2012, Research I Methods Dictionary. Nairobi Act Press. Search Methods. Nyamgongo, S.O. 2012. The Role of Corporate Social Responsibility in the Profitability of Selected Companies in Nairobi. Unpublished Master's Thesis, Kennedy University. B. M. Sol. Eritrea, A. and Combo, D. 2002. Research Methods. Nairobi, Nairobi, Messler Publishers. Rutto, M.C. 2013. To Investigate the Influence of Corporate Social Responsibility. Reporting on the Financial Performance of Used Companies at the Nairobi Securities Exchange. Unpublished Master's Thesis, Kennedy University. Preston, L.E. and O'Bannon, D.P. 1997. The Corporate Social Financial Performance Relationship. A Typology and Analysis. Business and Society, 36, 4, 419-429. 42. Ryahi Bulkawi, 1992. Executive Compensation, Organizational Effectiveness, Social Performance and Firm Performance. An Empirical Investigation, Journal of Business Finance and Accounting, JAN. Shen, P.B. Spicer, B.H. 1983. Market Response to Environmental Information Produced Outside the Firm. The Accounting Review, 58, 3, pg. 521-538. Shields. Patricia and Renyajan, N. 2013. A Playbook for Research Methods, Integrating Conceptual Frameworks and Project Management. Stillwater, OK, New Forums Press. M.I., Jane. 2002. Business. Corporate Social Responsibility, You Know It Makes Accountancy. London, Net, Volume 130, Issue 1311, pg. 48. Spicer, B.H. 1978. Investors, Corporate Social Performance and Information. Disclosure, An Empirical Study. The Accounting Review, 53, 1, pg. 94-111. Stockter, G.S. 1998. Degrees Goodwill Hunting Plus or Minus Entrepreneur, July, pg. 118-121. The Business Review, Spec. 5, 1, pg. 240. Vance, S. 1975. Are Socially Responsible Corporations Good Investment Risks? Academy of Management Review, August, pg. 18-24. V. Wodg, S.A. and Graves, S.B. 1997. The Corporate Social Performance Financial Performance Link. Strategic Management Journal, 18, 303-319. Lie Management. Wink, R. 2012. A Test of the Virtuous Cycle of Corporate Social Responsibility, Testing the Relation Between Corporate Social Performance and Corporate Financial Performance. Twente, University. 43. Appendix 1. Summary Sheet Data. Profitability Liquidity. Ebel. Safarecom. Efficiency. 0.0154. 0.0412. 0.0288. 0.0568. 0.064. 0.0697. 1.2622. 48.25. 4. 2.7619. 44.15. 32.35. Paragraph 0. 1.189. 1.194. 0. 0.149. 5. 0.2257. 0.2531. 0.2145. 0.5786. 0.3026. 0.2434. 0.2059. 0.3615. 0.4084. 0.4054. 1.003. 0.8693. 1.078. 0.277. 0.3008. 0.2447. 0.1187. 0.129. 0.3032. Britam. Equity. CSR. X. 16,600,000. 3,5,3,8,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0, 7,0,3,0,0,0,8,6,0,9,1,8,5,0,9,1,8,4,3,8,5,0,75,272,875,910. 126,276,070, 131,589,730, 151,480,380, 105,367,600, 138,532,860, 120,104,310, 5,194,610, 73,050, 840, 4,211,200, 24, 2. 25, 600, 5, 1,099,700, 9, 7, 7, 4, 0, 0, 0. 7, 5, 5, 5, 0, 0, 0. 7, 1, 3, 2, 0, 0, 0, 0. 3,9,1,0,0,0,0,0,0,1,8,9,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0,0, 30. 40,838,710. 41,906,900. 29,745,720. 24,318,780. Year. 2012. 2011. 2010. 2009, 2008. 2007, 2012, 2011, 2010, 2009, 2008, 2007, 2012, 2011, 2010, 2009, 2008, 2007, 2012, 2011, 2010, 2009, 2008, 2011, 2010, 2009, 2008, 2007, 2012, 2011, 2010, 2009, 2008, 2007. 44. / W.